A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 8th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the infighting in the ruling ZANU-PF party, even as the country's economic crisis is worsening. There is also a severe food shortage.
And to join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And the question of the day is the ZANU-PF government sleeping on the wheel. Zimbabweans are complaining that ZANU-PF has intensified its internal fights. But at the same time, there is a growing economic and food crisis in the country.
Yes, Blessing. And this crisis has also been worsened by the serious food crisis. I mean, that has seen the number of Zimbabweans without food rising from 1.5 million to 2.4 million. The latest struggle pits two factions, Generation 40 and the one allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Ongu hamadzadiwa nasi titauti tinge tichitarisa nezve batamurefu batamupfupi iri mubato reZANU-PF panguva imwe cheteyo hupfumi hwenyika waenda kumawere uye vanhu vakawanda munyika vari kuchema chema nerekuti havana chekudya vamwe vari kuti vanhu veZANU-PF vakunyanyopedza nguva yakawanda vachirwisana vachida kuona kuti ndiana achatora chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kana vachinge vasiya chigaro pane kuti vapedze nguva yakawanda vachigadzirisa matambudziko ose akatarisana nenyika. Munoti kudii hamawadiwa nenyaya yatinayo mugango iyi, Chris?
Yes, Blessing. Njengokuzwa kwenu lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu sixoxa ke ngodaba lokudonselana amandla okuphakathi kwebandla leZANU-PF kuphoselwana aqatha. Njalo ke sizaphatha kancane udaba lwendlala. Siyabona ubana sekulabantu abaningi okuthiwa khona bayafika phose 2.4 million asebefuna uncedo lokudla ngesiphangiphangi. Blessing.
Of course, you are free to call us so that we can talk about the country's economic and food situation. Of course, President Robert Mugabe declared that Zimbabwe is in a disaster. It's a food disaster for Zimbabwe. And today, the World Food Program is saying that because of that declaration that all is not well and that the food crisis is worsening, the international community will try to step up efforts to help Zimbabweans. And like Chris pointed out there, 2.4 million Zimbabweans are actually food insecure. And according to the World Food Program, this number might actually go up because of the adverse El Nino weather that is affecting most countries in Africa. And of course, 14 million in Southern Africa, this is excluding Zimbabwe, 14 million people are in need of food assistance. And if you add South Africa, where the WFP normally does not give any food assistance, the number goes to 30 million. Chris.
Yes, Blessing. And I'd like to note that this issue of declaring the state of emergency has been on the cards of mostly the opposition members of parliament who have been pushing the president to declare a state of disaster. And according to some food experts, this has come a little bit too late because they would have included Zimbabwe in their plans for this year, Blessing.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first guest. Let's just double check. Mr. Blessing Vava? He's not.
No, we. Yet I think with us. We have Mr. Everson Ndlovu.
Mr. Everson Ndlovu. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
No, we are fine. We'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, like you had before, we have two issues on the table tonight. The first one is the factionalism that is in ZANU-PF. What do you make of the infighting that is going on?
Wow. I thought you were going to ask me on the situation. The infighting is a political issue. We read it in the papers, and I don't think I am really the best person to comment on it. But I would say that
no, that's no
kind of divert attention.
Okay. No, that's no problem.
You know, we issues on the ground.
Yeah, sure. We can still talk about, like I said, we have two issues. If you will pass the first issue, then let's go to the second issue, which, of course, is the drought, the hunger, and the declaration of the state of emergency.
Yes.
So what...
go ahead, please.
Yeah, first of all, maybe you would like to give us a sense of what is the situation on the ground. We have heard of cattle dying, some being sold for as little as $30 and so forth. What are you getting from the ground?
That is what is exactly happening. Cattle are already dying in their large numbers, and this is really a sorry state of affairs. And it's so sad that our communities have to part with their animals at such a pittance, you know, the price. And this is what we've always been saying to farmers, that they needed to dispose of their animals when they were in a better state. But, you know, it's an issue of attitude and change. You know, these things take time. But nonetheless, I said earlier on in our other discussion that we have seen fire coming in FAO, I'm sure you're aware of that, coming in to subsidize, to kind of assist government in terms of channeling stock feed out to the communities. I'm not sure whether this is happening countrywide, but I know in Matabele there is such a program already. Why it's coming late, I'm sure for some farmers that we have the little resources, it came as a relief. You will discover that the price they are charging for a 50 kg stock feed pack is almost half of the market price. It costs $7, and yet in the market you'll find it going from as high as $13 to $19. So, but then remember, it's not all the farmers that can afford that. And now they cannot even dispose of the animals that they have to secure adequate stock feed because the animals are fetching very little in the market. But I will also say that the declaration of the state of emergency, while it has been delayed, is still a welcome move, though I know for some donors it's late already because they have already tried to work on trying to source funds at an earlier time because the little issue is not a new issue. We knew of the El Nino, and government knew of the El Nino well before the farming season. And one then hopes that it is that time that government should have tried to work out some possible solutions towards averting the state of disaster in terms of preparedness. It's unfortunate that the declaration comes right now. But we still hope that now that it is on, some other donors might come in and assist. Because what happens is, once the state of emergency is declared, it opens up avenues for funding. Mm-hmm. But the truth on the ground is that people don't have adequate food. And what will happen is, as the time progresses, more and more people will be loaded up to a group that we call very, very vulnerable. Meaning that while it's possible that not everybody right now lacks food, but it's possible that come March, come April, the number will be increasing month by month. And we needed to have started mobilizing funds from as early as last year. But we still hope, you know, we are a country that is full of Christians, and Christians hope.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country, the worsening economic crisis, and the internal fights in ZANU-PF. And we are now being joined by my namesake, Blessing Vava, a political analyst. Mr. Vava, good evening.
Good evening, people of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vava, for joining us. Now, Mr. Vava, these crises that are unfolding in Zimbabwe, it appears everything that is to go wrong is indeed going wrong. Unemployment hovering around 90%, if we are to believe some economists. The worsening food crisis, initially it was estimated that 1.5 million people were food insecure. Now it's up to 2.4 million, and the WFP is telling us that that number can still increase. Now, Mr. Vava, we are seeing all these problems that are facing the country, and there is this internal or infighting in ZANU-PF. What is your take on this?
I think first and foremost, the Zimbabweans surely are disappointed by what we are witnessing today. That every day, ZANU-PF officials are taking upon themselves to make Zimbabwe a playground, insulting each other. While the country is in the best shape, we know that there is a drought. And sadly, the government of Zimbabwe only announced last week that it's now a state of emergency, something that they knew that the situation in the country was not well. They knew about the low rains that we witnessed even at the start of the farming season last year. But to show ZANU-PF lack of preparedness and to show their lack of concern, it seems that they are doing less in terms of alleviating the crisis that the country is currently facing. For a fact, if they were really serious, we should be seeing more action, rather more talk about how do we make sure that we feed the millions that are already facing starvation because of the drought that has come to our country. And it's quite sad also that the leader of the team, that is President Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, even in silence is really surprising since he came from the AU summit. He only appeared probably once at the airport to talk about his displeasure about the goings on in his country. But surely what is happening now is a sad situation that ZANU-PF factionalism has taken much of our time, and it's high time that these leaders really prioritize the situation on the ground. They really prioritize what the people of Zimbabwe are currently facing. There's the discussion that we're having that there is a drought that the country is facing, and already animals are dying and people are facing starvation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Vava. Regaitiende kuva Tereri, Chris Nguvan.
Yes, we have Mr. Temba Majumi. He's calling us. I think he's from Zimbabwe. Mr. Majumi, how are you?
Fine, and you say?
We are fine. You heard about the topics. We have two topics tonight. One is on the factionalism in ZANU-PF, and the other one is on the hunger situation. Which one would you like to respond, or both, if you can?
Both, I would be happy.
Okay, go for it.
The first, maybe on the drought situation, the country is facing serious food shortage, maybe something near 1992. However, what makes this drought so bad is that it's coming at a time when GMB is completely grounded. We also have things like National Foods and most of the milling companies, they do not have the grain. And at the same time, we are facing a little bit of challenges in the country. There's no market, especially in the rural areas, where this drought is hitting hard. So, given the situation, our government is not prepared at all, to actually help its own people, maybe selling food. We are relying maybe on imports. We only hear stories of imports. Maize is coming in, but realistically, on the ground, there is nothing. We hear stories, or we see our parents selling cattle for something like $30 or $25 a beef, just to buy a few buckets of maize. That is very bad. So we expect maybe Relief International to come in. We are actually in a serious situation. I don't know by December this year what the situation will be like. Then on the issue of factionalism, actually the party has failed. Zambia has failed. It's no longer united. It has to collapse. Actually, it will collapse because it has been relying on issue of the center of power. It's from the center. Then it's not decentralized. So this the center of power can no longer hold together and actually douse the fires. It's difficult to see that. We see ministers fighting on Twitter. We hear all those issues. A united party will not do that. We don't expect that, actually. We expect them to be united, to be working together right now, and answer the succession issue.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Temba. We hope you have a lovely evening.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Chris, tinamukoma fore vari ku South Africa. Makadi mukoma fore?
Makadi ngo blessing.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani. Nyaya dziri mudariro mukoma madzinzwa. Kuti uku moto uri kubvira muzanu PF masi zvina zvina kumira mushe munyika umu.
Ndozvinoratidza kuti vatadza kutonga nyika mazanu because vanhu vakurwa vega vachizava kunzwa kuti vamire-mire nyika iendere mberi ikonomi ite zvakanaka vakuita zvemafakinari zvinozoratidza kuti vanenge vaingoda utongi chete zvekuti variritire mhuri yezimbabwe vashandire vari mhuri yezimbabwe vazvitadza izvi dai vanga varimwe vatosiya zvavo because zvakungona vangosungana vega vakuita zvavari kuita vega hapana chiri kumboendeka munyika one time.
Saka pogadziriswa sei mukoma fore mamiriro akaita zvino?
Maonero angu apapo vaigadziridai vangota reform ningirikini mavhoti vana mai ningini mavhoti at least because mavhoti ikoko ndo kune nyaya yese.
Asi imi muri kutumira
yakapinda pachigaro yakati yachaunza 2 million jobs. 2 million jobs iyayi hapana, makambani akavharwa, vanhu vakatiza. Totogara South Africa kunze kwenyika, tichaza kugara munyika medu matinyo. Munyika yedu tichipikirwa, munyika yedu tichivana evhu, but tokugara usango.
Asi muri kutumira chikafu here kumusha muri kuSouth Africa ikoko?
Muri totokutumira chikafu, but ndiona manje uri kutikwadza because reti manje pareti apa reti pakaoma ritenge rakakwira zvisingaita, saka kutumira kwacho futi hachingotumirawo zvedu apo neapo, but zvakatooma.
Saka mukatumira ko mukatenga chikafu motumira kumusha, hazizo zviri nyore here? Zviri kufamba sei ipapo?
Zviri nyore futi hazo, asi zimbi ranenge ratigarira pabhodha futi ka zimbi ranenge ratigarira ida kuti tinobatsivetsoka futi kuti chikafu chakapinda munomu inenge chitoo muchana ipapo. Saka hazvike zvakatooma.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma fore nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Maita vaza pleasing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Chris, you heard from Fore. He's saying, the infighting is a clear sign that ZANU-PF has failed. And he's saying there's need for electoral reforms so that maybe a new party might emerge, and they're saying the collapse of the rand in South Africa is also affecting them, because in Zimbabwe people mostly use the US dollar, and when they try to send money in the form of rands, don't realize much on the exchange flow. But he's saying that if they try to send food, it's also a big problem, because Zimra, is taxing them heavily.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I understand. But I think in such cases, they should be relaxing some of those taxations.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, we have Sloti Moyo. Unjani Moyo?
Ukhona baba njani?
Ah, siyaphila. Usifonela ungapi kwelizwe?
Ngise Plumtree.
Oh, ePlumtree kwaMadlambuzi.
Not kwaMadlambuzi, eThabeni.
Ah, okay. Ya ungasiphathisa lapha si le ndaba ezimbili esixoxa ngazo lapha, ngiyathemba uzizwile inhloko zakhona. Yokuqala ngendlala, bese sixoxa njalo la ngokudonselana amandla okukubandla lezano PF.
Okay. Hayi, yabona njengendlala lonyaka, hayi ngapha kithi strength namadoda. Kodwa nzima sibe kakhulu, akula zulu, izulu legcina ngoDisemba. Okuthi noma ifomo noma yini, akula nto eziyidlayo.
Hey, manje abantu akusitshele nje ukuthi ngelanga sithi lamhla bavukile ekuseni baphila njani? Ngithi nxa
abantu ngaphandle ukuthi ngaphandle uma ungabani ungabanga le sentinyane ukuthi edinga impuphu. Akula nto ebanjwayo.
Hey bakithi. Manje
akunzima kakhulu.
Manje baphila njani abantu?
Ezanu. Kusobala nje nokukhangela kwami kusobala ukuthi izane sifile. Ayithi izane iyafa totally ngoba ungathi uyakhangela the way yabayenze ngakhona, kutho ukuthi akusela kuhlangana, akusela kubambana.
Asithi thina kube lokhetho kusasa. Kusasa kuvuka nje sithi kube lokhetho. Ubona ngani abantu bazakhetha njani, ngoba basanda mvotela uMongameli Mugabe, sabona ukuthi nguye anqobayo kukhetho. Asithi ukhetho lube khona kusasa, ubona ngani kungavotwa njani?
Mina ngokukhangela kwami angiboni ukuthi ukhona umuntu engavotela izani phezu kokufihle kokungaka. Abantu abaningi bayaphazizela izindlu, bayenziwani okubi. Okunokuthi noma kuthiwa kulesi ishuke sokuyivotela izani, kungaba nzima.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, siyathemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasiphathisa. Sibongile kakhulu baba Moyo.
Ngibonge kakhulu hlobo zami.
Yebo.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu yiyo vele sithembele kuye.
Sure. Sure, ngowethu sonke.
Hayi,
sibongile.
Ngibongile baba.
Blessing you. Okay, sibongile. The caller is calling from Plumtree, and he says the situation is really bad. People are really, scavenging for food. They just cannot find anything to eat. Sometimes they might even go for days without eating. And he says this shows that it's ZANU-PF has failed.
Vavarega iti dzoke kwa muri. Kazhinji kana pachiitwa ongororo idzodzi dzechikafu dzinge dzichiitwa kune vanhu vari kumaruwa. Imi munogara mudhorobha, zvinhu zvakamirawo sei?
Zvinhu kumira zvakanaka mumadhorobha nekuti mari dzachona hadzisi kubatika. Semazera munoita vanhu vazhinji vakatova mabasa munyika, hamuna mabasa. Vanhu vari kutambura kuti uri bati US dollar racho. Ende mvura yachona manaira iri kuita hakuna yekungotiwo, ende yakatononoka kuuya, ende mbepa dzakawanda dzakafa. Ende ndakakanganawo futi kuti mumadhorobha vanhu vanga vakurimawo zvinhinda zvavo zvanga zvakuvabatira kuti vawane chikafu, asi nemamirira zvakaita iko zvino izvi inzara, ende zvinda kumira zvakanaka mumadhorobha.
Tinotenda vavhavha. Chris.
Ye, baba Ndlovu. Ye, silizwile lapha abalaleli, ukhona omunye ositshayela ucingo eseplumtree lapha. esitshela nje ngokuthi umumo ukhanya mubi kakhulu. Ungathini wena nxa ukhangele ikakhulu khona le eMatabeleland South, sizwa kuthiwa khona hayi inkomo sezibhelile?
Liqiniso, nami sengiphelele, ziphelile zami. Ngizamile ukuthenga ukudla sibili, kodwa yeyi kuchayile, ayisento encane le. And na ucabanga ukuthi kathe khona sekudinga February, fine, sinjengela yini, in the year. Lapho kuzaziliye kune izulu, kube October, November, nxa uNkulunkulu esiza, ungananzelela ukuthi vele abanye lezivaya bazovala. Unanzelele futhi ukuthi lezi nkomo asebezithengisa ngemali encane bathenga ini ukudla okungasatholakaliyo, okusho ukuthi lokudla sekuzadula. Yinto ekhona yona leyo, sekuzadula. Siyathemba ukuthi uhulumende uzananzelela masiyane ehlise lentengo lezi ezejute zokuyimpota, kwenzela ukuthi abanye sekuthenga kwamanye amazwe bathengi. Kodwa inkinga yale ukuthi origin yakithi e-South Africa indlela le ichayile across lamanye amazwe kasanelisa ukuthi asithengisele ukudla. Kodwa ntsho xa ukhangela plan la ngapha kumatopo, vele abantu abaningi basebenza ngathi eGoli khona ngale. So kaloku ukuthi bahambile ama-shops bathenge imputhu, yiyo esithi khona uhulumende khonapho ananzeleli ehliseke ijuti yokudla kulokho okuncane abantu abakuthengayo, kungasiza into esimule.
Hayi, kuzwakala. Blessing, Mr. Ndlovu, they saying, you know, he's also touching on that issue of the, you know, import duty that we're talking about, that at least the government should now relax, because it's not the time to be actually increasing it.
Maybe now that a state of disaster has been declared by the president, things might change. Tinemwe mtereri, shumba nyamuziwa magadi. Aiwa, tirinani, murukupi shumba.
Zimbabwe.
Okay, tangachita unzuka kuti kunharaunda yenyu zvinhu zvakamira sei nenyaya yechikafu?
Nyaya yechikafu idhizasta kurangu musi unoyo kwedu kukuti hatina kuta nzvimbo yangu.
Aiwa, pana chakaipa, munongotiudza.
Ya, ndingoti hangu zvinhu hazvina kumira musi wakuro.
Saka vanhu vari kurarama nei?
Vanhu vakurarama nezvinhu zvisina matiro, matungu achichi vati vati vari kungochera kuti vaone kurarama. Saka nehurumende ikatopindira nevanobetsera ngavabetsere, nekuti zvinhu hazvina kumira musi.
Pane vanga vamboyawo here kunharaunda wenyu vamunombodyidzana navo panyaya dzechikafu?
Ya, pane iyo hurumende yakambodirivharawo kwozoita ve nani government nenjeoganization vari kuun vari kufunga dzeofawo vari kubetsera. Saka sitiro hasi kuita, hasi kukwana kune vanhu
vashoma vari kuwana chikafu.
Vashoma vari kuwana chikafu, saka zviri nani kuti
vangokasika
nekuti hazvina kumira chikafu.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru shumba. Tinotenda zvikuru shumba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Mr. Shumba is in Mount Darwin. He says the situation is not looking good. Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Vava, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And this is Chris Gande. Please do stand by as we just cross over for a few seconds.